This is Twit.
So I wanted to begin this week by first and immediately correcting my mistake from last week about the terms credit freeze versus credit lock. It turns out that the terms matter, and I got them mixed up. It's a credit freeze that most people will want to use, not a credit lock. A freeze is the term used by the federally mandated no-cost option, which all four major bureaus must provide to prevent queries made from would-be creditors from being honored. By comparison, the term lock is sort of generically but not specifically used to designate an optional product which may take the form of a somewhat costly subscription, which may be made available by the various credit reporting agencies with differing features from one company to the next. So it's that lock product, which, for example, has the additional bells and whistles that might be tied to a mobile phone app which the bureau produces to allow for rapid locking and unlocking on the fly. So I made the mistake of not digging deeply in enough into the terminology before talking about it last week.
I should have corrected you because I was sitting and doing it while you were talking. And right. I did the credit freeze, which thanks to the Economic Growth Regulatory Relief and Consumer Protection Act of 2018 is free.
Yes.
They used to make money on this. The credit reporting agencies would charge you for the freeze and most importantly charge you to unfreeze. And those fees ranged, you know, from quite a bit of money in some states to free in other states. But there are no – it's now absolutely free.
I put a freeze on all three,
and I can unfreeze it. They give you a PIN. It's easy to unfreeze. Of course, you'll want to do that before you try to get credit. I think everybody should just do this. They don't want you to do it because they make money selling your information.
Correct. I think when I did it, because I did lock mine down when I first talked about it, I think I maybe paid like $10 each for the three major
It's the
bureaus.
Unfreeze they make money on.
And I did notice that they do have a – on the freeze option, they do have a temporary unfreeze. Anyway, I did want to thank all of our listeners who did know better and who let me know that I'd gotten things somewhat muddled up.
The fraud alerts last a year. Those are the. I think that's what you were talking about, fraud alerts don't last.
I just didn't appreciate the distinction between freeze and lock, and so I do now. Being federally mandated, it costs nothing, as you said. And it also appears that the temporary auto relock is part of the freeze service. I saw that in several cases, and that makes it possible for no charge to briefly lower one's shields in order to, like, when you know you've got some creditors who are wanting to check your credit. I also noted some options to temporarily and selectively allow queries to be honored for specific and specified would-be creditors. So, you know, if this begins to sound a bit like you're programming a firewall, you know, that analogy is pretty accurate, in firewall parlance. Rather than the permit any rule, we want to run with the deny all and then optionally add rules to permit specific creditors to query for and receive reports. And you may have noted that I mentioned the four major credit reporting bureaus before. A fourth upstart called Innovis has been added to the traditional big three of Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. And Leo, you'll want to go there. It turns out they're big enough to be real. So everyone will want to place a reporting freeze on their records. Excuse me. With Innovis, Innovis, as well as the others, since someone having access to all of your personal data from a data breach might deliberately choose to attempt to obtain credit from some lender who is known to use Innovis, specifically because, being lesser known, they are less likely to have had their reporting frozen.
Very good. So I'm doing that right now.
Innovis, yeah. Innovis. Yeah. So this now, it really is the case. They were bought from something about CBS a few years ago, and they've been growing. They offer this standard range of services. And boy, I would like to say, like, no more. we have to freeze them all. So stop doing this, folks. Hopefully there won't be a fifth one who thinks, oh yeah, there's room in the market for five. No, there's no need for any more. Four is it.
It's interesting. Okay. Innovis just gives you a form. You fill it out and they say, okay, good. That's it. You're done. And then you'll get a confirmation letter by mail. So I don't know if I'm going to ever worry about unfreezing them. I think I'll just leave that on.
Yeah, and in fact, you only ever need to unfreeze them if by some chance you were like trying to, you know, prove your credit worthiness, and the person said, I'm sorry, your credit's locked. Be like, really? You're using Innovis? Okay. And of course, then you'd have to unfreeze for them or tell them to go to the one of the original three. I don't know.